President Obama today introduced the Buffett rule, a tax and an all-out fiscal assault on our nation's small businesses. It aims to make those earning more than $1 million pay, quote, their fair share of taxes. But nearly half of all small businesses in this country fall into this category, since the IRS taxes small businesses the same way it taxes individuals. Here to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business anchor and my colleague, Lori Rothman, Democratic analyst and all-around nice guy, Carl Jeffers, and Reason Magazine editor-in-chief and author of The Declaration of Independence, How Libertarian Politics Can Fix What's Wrong with America, along with his co-author, Nick Gillespie, Matt Welsh. Guys, welcome here. Matt, are you surprised that the president came out today with a $1.5 trillion tax increase and suggested it with a straight face?
The straight face part was probably the biggest surprise. It was clearly a proposal that's not designed to be enacted or even taken very seriously. It was more of an opening salvo for the 2012 elections here. He's just trying to position himself in a way that excites the Democratic base, not that actually results in any legislation getting passed.
Carl, to Matt's point, do you agree with that, that this is probably dead on arrival in a House of Representatives controlled by so many Republicans who have taken a pledge never to raise taxes? The president knows this, and thus this proposal is a campaign technique and not a tool of governing. Carl Jeffers, do you agree with that?
Well, I think Matt has a point, and I'll acknowledge that, because it's a combination of both. The plan is not designed to be enacted, which is what Matt said, and I agree with that. But he also said it was not designed to be taken seriously, and that I do not agree with, because the president and the Democrats in Congress would like it to be taken seriously, and in fact, it will excite the base. But I have to tell you that this time, the base is going to be a bit reserved, because so many other times in the past, when the president says up front, right, this is what I will fight for, he hasn't fought for it. And so if he winds up caving on all of these points of what the Tea Party demands are in Congress, he's going to find himself having another left flank to have to fight, as well as the right flank.
Lori, what does Wall Street think when the president says, I want to raise taxes $1.5 trillion, right, and I want to go after people who have the most money to invest in a recession?
No doubt. It's probably debatable why stocks sold off, but it was a sharp sell-off after a real strong week last week. You have, obviously, situations still in Europe's sovereign debt crisis, but boy, it's more of the same, and it was an excruciating process of negotiations just to get the debt ceiling raised earlier this summer in July, August. I think we're in for it again.
Matt, can the government ever be trusted to redistribute wealth? I mean, look at the Solyndra fiasco. Government will waste money when it has no risk involved in the investment.
We did a poll recently, a Reason, and asked people what they think a new tax would go towards. And 62% of respondents said they thought it would pay not for deficit reduction, but for it to pay off new programs. The American people have gotten righteously skeptical about what government will do with their money. And it makes sense, because we've increased spending by well over 60% in a decade. If that was going to create jobs, it would have created them a long time ago.
Carl, same question to you. Can the government be trusted to redistribute wealth?
It has to be trusted, and certainly I'm concerned about the Solyndra issue, but I do think that the Solyndra issue, for instance, creates more problems for the president in terms of his actual political status than it does in terms of a real issue. You can't indict the entire federal government because of that, but the president's going to take some heat, and the Republicans are having a field day. But listen, the middle classes and the majority of Americans who are paying taxes now, they've been paying taxes, and it is the government who will distribute that wealth or redistribute it.
Got it.
As we need to, for the government, for the troops, for Social Security. The problem is that if you do not, however, raise revenue from those who are at the highest levels of earning in the country, and then expect to make cuts in Social Security and entitlement, that is what is inherently unfair, and the American people will not support that.
I get your argument. Of course, your argument presumes that by raising tax rates, that's going to increase revenue. We know that doesn't work, because the rich will spend less and earn less and pay less. Another argument for another day. Moody's Investor Service today, Carl, announced it would keep negative outlooks on U.S. state and local governments, saying rising tax revenues won't compensate for the dried up stimulus money that once flooded these economies. Matt Welsh, was the stimulus intended to make the states worse off and thus at the mercy of the federal government for more help? What do you think?
No, I think what it was intended to do is to put off a day of reckoning that the states had really earned over the during the George W. Bush era. From 2002 to 2007, states increased spending by 80% at a time when times were kind of flush and good and we didn't need the extra services. So what we're seeing in stimuli after stimuli is that they wanted to put off the results, the consequences of this bad decision. Now those bills are coming due and states and especially local governments are really screwed.
What does this tell you about mom and pop and pension investors who once considered municipal bonds the safest investment on the planet? Now, I don't know of any municipalities that have defaulted, but are these things on the rise? Are they easy to sell as they were 10 or 15 years ago?
So here's the interesting thing. It's kind of a contrarian outlook here. I actually was speaking with a fixed income strategist today who suggested keep buying municipal bonds. Default rates are still low, despite some very public calls that we would see rising defaults.
But does that mean that
it's on the hyper-local level, and so you certainly have to do your homework. But by and large, state and local deficits are still problematic, but they're improving, too.
Carl, should the federal government be paying the bills for the states? Should they continuously be bailing out states? Even some, like New Hampshire and Texas, are conservative with their money, and others, like Massachusetts and New Jersey, are crazy and spend money they're never likely to get.
Well, I think the consequences of allowing states to default is far more serious than making a qualitative judgment about which state governments are doing a better job of deciding how to spend. But let me be clear here, though. The reality is you do have states now that have some increasing revenues coming in the last year or two and are in a better position to make cuts. Remember when these states got this cushion that others are referring to? It was after the economic crisis of September 2008, when the entire national economic system was threatened, and that stimulus package enabled the states to survive to reach this point now where some of them, most of them, are in a better position to deal with these same economic challenges.
Got it. Matt, we only have about 30 seconds left. Isn't this yet another reason for the feds not doing this? Because they get the states accustomed to this unlimited credit line, this unlimited cash flow, and then at some point it stops.
Absolutely. And it's, and let's not forget that in normal times, it's the red political states, not the blue ones, who, as a percentage, take more from the federal government. They're net suckers up of federal money. They've got to stop taking that responsibility for local problems.
Got it. Matt Welsh, Carl Jeffers, Lori Ruthman. It's a pleasure, guys. Thanks for joining us. Back with why the president's plan to tax the rich will only destroy more jobs.